Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death.
St. Peter Nolasco,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The collect of today's Mass, for the feast of St. Peter Nolasco, we say, O God, who for an example of thy charity didst divinely teach Holy Peter to render thy church fruitful in a new order for the ransom of the faithful, grant us through his intercession that being loosed from the bonds of our sins, we may enjoy perpetual liberty in our heavenly home. And these words are very beautiful, and we ask, of course, for the virtue of fraternal charity. That was the main virtue of our saint today, what he was known for his whole life long. In fact, there's a little story that when he was just a baby that kind of illustrates that. He said that when he was just an infant, he must have been lying there sleeping or something, whatever it was, a whole swarm of bees came and settled in his hand and began to make a honeycomb. And why do I say that's an illustration of the charity? Because honey has always been the symbol of charity. There's that famous quote of St. Francis de Sales, you'll catch more souls by a spoonful of honey than by a barrel full of vinegar. And so honey has always been the symbol of charity. And so that incident in the life of St. Peter Nolasco foretold, you might say, that he would be a saint of great charity. Well, he lost his parents when he was quite young, and then during that time in France where he lived, there was the Albigensian heresy going on, and it disgusted him so much that as soon as his parents died, he sold all of his property and he moved to Spain. And he fulfilled a vow that he made to Our Lady in a certain church there, then went on to the city of Barcelona, and that's where he stayed, and he came across what really horrified him there. He saw how the Moors, the Muslims, were capturing Christian slaves. They would sail up and down the coasts of the sea, and they would capture the Christians, and they would take them into bondage and sell them as slaves. And many of these Christians would then, of course, give up their faith because they were so afraid of what would happen to them if the Muslims did indeed catch them. And it came to pass, though, one day, the breviary tells us that St. Peter was praying. He was praying on how to help all of these slaves. He had no idea what to do. And then Our Lady appeared to him and told him in a vision that he should found a religious order of men. And Our Lady appeared to two other men that night. One of them was King James of Aragon, and the other, I can't remember who it was. It was another saint. Maybe it was St. Raymond Penafort. I can't remember. But in any case, she appeared to three men on that same night and told them each the same thing, that they're to establish a religious order. And the goal, the purpose of this order, would be to free the captive slaves. So, as you know, all religious orders take three vows, that of poverty, chastity, and obedience. They took a fourth. They were called the Order of Our Lady of Ransom. And their fourth vow was that they would, if need be, sell themselves to the Moors as a slave, or give themselves over to the Muslims as slaves if it meant saving the soul of a Christian, especially one that they found would be particularly weak and might, in fact, lose his faith because of it. And so they did all of this, and our saint, among all of the other virtues that he practiced, was most pure. He took, the vow of chastity and remained chaste his whole life long. He's known for his temperance and his is long-suffering, which is a virtue that all of us can use, longanimity, that is, to be patient under suffering for a very long time, that as long as the suffering lasts, we will always be most patient. He had also the gift of prophecy, and he prophesied to King James that the king would take the city of Valencia back from the Moors, and that did come to pass. He also, among other things, he received frequent visions of his guardian angel and of Our Lady herself. And then he died. It was of old age. He was not a martyr, anything like that, but he died of old age and from the fatigue of all that of all of his works. So he died, he received the sacraments beforehand, and he gathered all of the other monks, I don't want to call them monks, but the other members of his order around him on his deathbed, and exhorted them, gave them his last words, to have pity on those Christian slaves. He began reciting one of the Psalms that says, "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart." And then he came to the words of the Psalm, "And the Lord hath sent redemption unto his people." And then he died, and his soul flew to heaven. So today we have a wonderful example of fraternal charity, what fraternal charity truly will lead us to do great acts and acts of sacrifice for our neighbor. And we see, just as St. Peter Nolasco, to redeem the Christian slaves from the Moors, he took on the habit, so we see at Christmas time, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, in order to redeem us from the slavery of sin, takes on the habit, you might say, of humanity. He puts on to himself human nature. He comes down and he sacrifices himself to redeem us from the slavery of sin. And you see there the perfect act of charity. Greater love than this no man hath, that he lay down his life for his friend. And so let us today then think of the charity of our saint, and above all think of the great charity that our divine Savior has for all of mankind, to come down and to save us, to sacrifice himself in order to save us. And then in our own ways, our own little ways throughout the day, let us sacrifice ourselves in order to help others, whether it's by a kind word, maybe it's by a prayer said for someone who's having a rough day, maybe it's just a kind smile that you give. Sometimes a smile is all it takes to make someone's day and to make a bad day better. But look for ways of helping others in a fraternal way today, in imitation of our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.